As Hurricane Gustav gears up, the Republican convention in St. Paul, Minnesota is reconfigured. The first day of the Republican National Convention broke from its schedule to focus on Hurricane Gustav. But what does this mean for the Republican delegates who trekked to the Twin Cities? NPR host Farai Jadea is on the ground at the Republican National Convention in St. Paul, where she spoke with some of the delegates. She joins us now. Hey, Farai.
Hey, Tony.
The first day of the convention has gone in a different direction. Obviously, this could have a huge impact on the GOP. Tell us what you're seeing now, given all these changes as a result of Gustav.
Well, we went out yesterday and went to the hotel where the Louisiana delegation was based. You have to remember that the state delegations are scattered throughout the Minneapolis-St. Paul area, so it's not as if anybody is all in one place, but the delegations state by state do stay in one place. And so these delegates were getting ready to take off to a party for delegates, and there was this very bittersweet mood where on the one hand they were very excited about being there, but on the other hand they were on the cell phone all the time trying to contact their families, making sure their families were evacuated. Some of them were evacuating their families to the convention because, well, hey, this is as safe a place as any. So there was a very bittersweet mood, and I want to talk a little bit, first of all, about someone who was not from the affected areas, a delegate from Monroe, which is a city in northern Louisiana. Her name is Lois Hoover, and let's hear a little bit of what she had to say.
I'm very fortunate to be from the northeast part of the state. We're here because we have to do this. If we don't have our nomination process, we don't have a candidate. So we're torn. We don't know, you know, we feel like we need to be there and doing things. But our church is opened up, and we have about 200 in our church. The schools have been let out because all the school buses have gone down to pick up, people down there. And the Civic Center is getting full and everything. So we're trying to do our part up north as well.
So you can see there that she's someone who is trying to stay in touch with the troops at home and make sure that their city, which is, you know, far from the affected areas, is actually able to help the southern parts of the state. But there is this kind of bearing up, this idea that it is something that they have to do as delegates, that they have their own duty. And very few of the Louisiana delegates, as far as we could tell, actually chose to go home, although the McCain campaign and the Republican Party offered to charter flights for them if that was necessary.
Do you get the sense, she sort of made reference to it, but do you get a larger sense from the other delegates that you have spoken to, Farai, that, you know, yes, they like the way that McCain and the party has handled this whole Gustav situation?
I certainly do get that. Again, it's a delicate line to tread. Senator McCain is not here at the convention. He's traveling around to different places. And there is definitely a lot of support among the delegates for the approach that has been taken. In fact, we spoke to one delegate who said that he was from the Florida delegation, African-American, and said that they'd canceled their big Thursday night party and were going to redirect their efforts to charity. There was a briefing this morning that also talked about doing on Wednesday and Thursday some work to try to prepare basically packages for people in the affected Gulf regions. But we spoke with, to what you were just saying, John Batt. He is a New Orleans council member and delegate from Louisiana. Let's listen to what he had to say.
Well, just to let you know, I have a bit of a bias because Senator McCain was the first senator, United States senator, to come down and visit my district right after the storm. One of the things that I've pointed out to people in my district is that water doesn't discriminate. It does, you know, has no bearing on it. We had a lot of seniors, African-American and Caucasian, that lost their homes and their entire life savings, where the Democratic nominee, the one that was nominated last week, has not even stepped foot in our state and has no clue of what's going on. And I would feel a lot more comfortable with Senator Obama if we would just come down and listen to our people, Republican and Democrat.
Well, I just want to correct myself. He's a former New Orleans council member, someone who's obviously very well connected. He knows Mayor Nagin, and he was being, you know, quite pointed and partisan in his remarks, saying that he wants Senator Obama to come on down. Right now, neither Senator Obama nor Senator McCain are in Louisiana.
Well, you know, he brought up an interesting point that I was going to ask you about anyway, and it's this. Remembering to the convention last week, which you covered in Denver so well, The Republicans were very aggressive during the Democratic convention, very present. But because of the hurricane and the situation now, it appears as if the Democrats cannot afford to return the favor and can't really become too aggressively partisan at this time, can they?
It doesn't appear that way. And it's really an all bets are off situation because on the one hand, some people argue it makes Senator McCain look very presidential to essentially be on some level managing a crisis or at least the Republican Party's response to a crisis in this kind of co-piloting role with the administration that's already in. On the other hand, as you heard from Ron, they're not going to get the media bounce. There have been many stories about how the big news television anchors have all gone down to the storm and they've left this area. And then in terms of speaking, you know, one of the refrains from the Republican Party and the convention planners is, you know, we're beyond politics. This is about America. This is not about the party. And so if the Republican Party is taking a nonpartisan approach to how it frames this issue, then the Democrats, it seems, are not going to go partisan because that's not really the framing around this right now.
One of the things you mentioned that McCain wasn't down there, but we understand that Farai is in Mississippi and that Barack Obama has returned to Chicago, where he has said that his party is willing and able to make volunteers available and to try to raise money if necessary. Here's a question I have for you about being in St. Paul without a convention to cover in terms of the way we anticipated that convention having a full day's schedule. What do you do? What will the delegates do with all of this extra time that they have?
Well, you know, it really depends on what delegates. Again, at this briefing today, there's now an affected states center inside the convention center. People who are from Gulf states that are affected can go there and get help and really being in touch with their family. So if you're from the Gulf, you may be taking care of business at home remotely. If you're from other parts, I mean, there's any number of things to do in this fine city, like art centers and so on and so on. I think that people are, despite the gravity of the situation, trying to enjoy this city, even if they don't have the same agenda that they once had.
Really briefly, we're going to be talking about the role of women in partisan politics, particularly as it relates to Sarah Palin later in the program. But before we let you go, are you hearing her name much? And what are you hearing people say about her? Is there a buzz there for the
women? Love her. The female Republican delegates and visitors absolutely adore her. Now, of course, this is before we got the statement this morning from the Palin family that their 17-year-old daughter was pregnant. And I do think that there are going to be questions about racial parity if it was a pregnant 17-year-old black girl who was the daughter of a political figure. Would you have the same sort of warm fuzzies about her being someone who is going to keep the child and plans to marry the father? I think that that debate is going to get increasingly heated over the week.
All right. Thank you very much, Farai. Sorry to call you NPR's Farai. I'm so used to saying that. NPR's Farai today has spoke with us from St. Paul, Minnesota.